Last week we spoke about the Festival of Trumpets. The next festival God commanded to be attended in Leviticus 23 is the Day of Atonement, in Hebrew, Yom Kippur. Very few even think of this festival today, but it has tremendous relevance for us as followers of Yeshua, both in the past and in also yet to come. Under the first covenant given at Sinai and mediated by Moses, the Day of Atonement was very important. Through the ministry of the high priest, the people of Israel would receive limited year-by-year atonement based upon the blood of a goat. And this continued year-by-year until a certain year in the first century. Then the effectiveness of animal sacrifice ended, because the living sacrifice of the new covenant died for our sins. Yeshua died once for all, and today continues as an eternal sacrifice for all who call upon him. The importance of Yeshua's sacrifice was explained to Daniel by the angel Gabriel. 70 weeks are decreed concerning your people and your holy city to put an end to transgression, to bring sin to an end, to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. Then we read about that which some call the 70th week of Daniel. Then he will make a firm covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. The He is not the Antichrist, as some suppose, but is Yeshua our Messiah, who in the middle of his last human week on the earth died on the cross for our sins. His firm covenant is our covenant of salvation, the new covenant, and his death ended the effectiveness of the temple sacrifices. Animal sacrifices continued to be offered for the next 40 years until the destruction of the temple, but they were of no effect. Yeshua's blood sacrifice was and is now the only effective sacrifice for sin. As Messianic followers of Yeshua, we observe Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, but it is not for our salvation. We received that when each of us individually trusted Yeshua as our Savior and Messiah. We attend Yom Kippur in obedience to God and as a looking forward to the future day of Yom Kippur, during which Yeshua will sit as our judge. Paul said, "For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, so that each one may receive what is due for the things he did while in the body, whether good or bad." Now is the time for us to make personal decisions which will cause a favorable outcome for us when we stand before Yeshua. Speaking of that day, Yeshua himself said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, and drive out demons in your name, and perform many miracles in your name?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Don't fear the Antichrist. There is no physical Antichrist coming. But do battle with the spirit of the Antichrist, Hasatan, Satan the adversary. It is he who is the real enemy, an enemy he uses human beings to accomplish his plans. Don't fear the great tribulation. It has already happened. Speaking about Jerusalem, Yeshua said, "For then there will be great trouble, such as has not happened since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will." The great tribulation was in the year 70, when the Romans destroyed the city of Jerusalem, and more than 1 million Jews died, and over 600,000 were taken as slaves. Don't fear the Day of Atonement. Get right with God today and serve Yeshua until He returns. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be upon you, God's peace.